Nah, we gotta lay it cool.
You tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Welcome to the podcast, Forget That Yo Radio, the best show on planet Earth. Any other show, Forget That Yo, coming at you live. SK1, the righteous one. Y'all introduce yourself.
AKA. You should say planet Earth, son.
La 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 la.
This is Jeremy Hui. All right. Look. AKA, what else AKAs we need? Look. Just follow me on Twitter. That's at Jeremy Hui. And you can hit me up at on YouTube. That's the Jeremy Contradiction. We're covering everything from raping cats to beating up monkeys, all that.
that's just nasty.
Forget that, yo.
Leave the nasty to me. Yep. I'm Mr. Nasty Time. You looking for a good time, but it's gonna be nasty, and I could give it to you.
Give me revved up. Turn my mic on. It's time to get rowdy. My homie, N-O to N-Y, they bout it.
First show, you know what I'm saying? We're about to jump it off, get right into it. All right, Cinco de Mayo tomorrow. Just right around the corner. Get your drinks, put your cups up, do what you got to do. So, what is the meaning of Cinco de Mayo, fellas?
We got to ask, no, asking me. I'm black.
Oh, dude. Hey, dude. So.
Ask him.
Hey, but he's Puerto Rican, though. This is a Mexican holiday. So, what do y'all do with that?
That's close enough.
I know, right? All I do is just grab a freaking Corona. Watch, and oh. But you know what? Honestly, though, Cinco de Mayo, isn't the 5th of May, ain't that usually reserved for a big fight?
Oh, yes. The fight coming on tomorrow, huh?
So to us Americans, the Cinco de Mayo is just it's a day for a big event.
No, but Cinco, that just started, like, what, last year?
What, the 5th of May?
No, the fight. The big fight. Mayweather started that.
Did he?
When he fought De La Hoya.
No, man, they've been having fights on the 5th of May, man.
Not big fights.
What?
Name a big fight before Mayweather De La Hoya on Cinco de Mayo.
Man, Joe Louis fought Enrique Gomez. It's like
he made that up.
What the hell?
I'm serious. See? Look it up. That shit was on Wikipedia.
No, man.
I got pictures of it. I synced it.
Did you just refer to Wikipedia as a credible source?
Hey, man. Had a link. As long as you got a link, good.
No, but honestly, you know, Cinco de Mayo, it's a celebration of, you know, that the Mexicans hold. I think it was a battle, one of their battles for their independence. And
we're going to get our first calls right now because we don't know what Cinco de Mayo is. That is.
it's called El Día de la Batalla de Puebla.
What the hell?
The Battle of Puebla, okay? And I ain't even Spanish. And I'm out here stunting on you, dog.
Come on.
El Día de la Batalla de Puebla.
That sounded straight from, what's that name of that TV show? Damn, I forgot the name of that damn show. Whatever, man. Look, we got the fight coming on. But for real, Cinco de Mayo, what I'm planning on doing, man, I'm going to grab me a cerveza. Look, I'm going to get me some tequila with a lime, the little worm in the bottom of that piece.
And a cerveza?
Yeah. Put some little salt around the glass. What's salt? El Sal.
Goodness. Are we talking about beer or a shot?
No, man, I'm doing it all, man. I'm taking a spacer, which is the beer, and I'm going to get the tequila. I'm going to fill up on a Taco Bell, you hear me? Yo quiero. Yo quiero Taco Bell style, and I'm going to watch the fight tomorrow. I'm going to watch Mayweather beat Kodo. Nah, let's start that up. What's happening?
Oh, okay. So that's a great segue to the sports segment.
Who you got? Who y'all got?
DeJuan.
I already know.
DeJuan, who do you have?
All right, first of all.
Straight on a racial tip. I heard it. Straight on a racial tip. Let me see if I'm going to be right. Look, I'm black, so I'm going with Mayweather. That's what you will automatically assume. But just so happened, that's right. Let's go. DeJuan, who are you going for?
All right, let me break mine down. Okay.
He's black.
First of all, Floyd Mayweather Jr., burning money in the club, acting crazy, reckless, and wild. It's time for this dude to get humbled. So I'm going for Kodo, first of all. But as we seen in the 24/7 with Pacquiao and Kodo, Kodo, every time they show him training, he throwing them slow joints, them super slow punches. And what happened? He got destroyed. Fast forward to this 24/7. Every time they show Kodo, he throwing them super slow punches. You know what I'm saying? And Mayweather out there doing 90 punches a minute with Uncle Roger. So basically, I don't think Mayweather is strong enough to knock him out, but it's gonna go to distance, and Mayweather gonna pick him apart.
Mayweather said he's gonna stop him, son.
I don't know about all that, cause he don't hit harder than Pacquiao, and Pacquiao was eating Kodo face up for the whole fight.
Man, that dude was fighting a good fight, man, towards the end, man.
So
come on, Mr. Nasty Time. What you got?
Nasty Time?
Mr. Nasty Time. look. I think I could go with the bias. The bias decision here. I'm gonna go with the bias decision and go with Miguel, right?
All right.
Just cause I don't want to get beat up by my family. But deep down inside, I'm with you guys, man. Floyd Mayweather's just—he's gonna destroy him. Speed kills, and especially in the sport of boxing. May not have the power, but he's gonna pick him apart.
I say the only chance he got is to hit Mayweather with them body shots, because them body shots are serious. But he ain't been using them lately.
Well, has he have to? I mean,
yeah, he should use it. He should out ever since before the Margarito debacle. He was using them all the time. He was killing people.
Oh, you talking about Miguel or you talking about Floyd?
Talking about Cotto.
Oh, you talking about Miguel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about Mayweather.
Hey, man, no lying, though. All jokes aside, bro, before Mayweather retired that first time, before Kodo even caught that first L, I was like, the only person I didn't want to see him fight, it was two people that I didn't want to see him fight. It was two people I didn't want to see Mayweather fight.
Okay.
It was Paul Williams. His career then went to a little decline so far. He's trying to resurrect that thing. And Miguel Cotto. That was the only two people I didn't want to see him fight. Because I ain't gonna lie, I was like, God damn, who the fuck is this Puerto Rican dude, man? This dude is killing people. That dude was beasting people. I was like, nah, I don't want to see him fight him, man. Because I'm selfish, man. I want that man to stay undefeated. But I mean, that was the only two people I was scared to see him fight. So I don't know. It depends on what Kodo step up. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, if you take a whipping, boy, I mean, I'm assuming that's got to mess with your brain a little bit. And then Mayweather sitting there talking to you and stuff.
Yeah, the Kodo before Margarito. If that one come out, oh, man, he'll get him.
Really?
Yes.
It'll be a very entertaining fight, I'll tell you that.
You remember that, because that was supposed to be the setup, and Mayweather kept ducking Kodo.
Really?
Because that boy was looking cold. He was ducking that man because that's the fight everybody wanted to see before Pacquiao got big. That was the fight, Kodo Mayweather. But now when he got them losses, now Mayweather want to fight him.
Well, how many losses does he have? Two losses?
Yeah, two losses.
He got those, man. Y'all got to speak in.
Well, I say he got one loss.
Can't for Cinco de Mayo. Losses, man. Those losses.
He got one loss to me because that the hand wrap thing don't count.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, that's what I wanted to make a point about.
Hey, I saw that fight too, but I was like, God damn, where this dude getting his power from? But that's allegedly, we don't know.
No, it's not allegedly.
There's pictures on the plaster when they took off his wraps after the fight.
Oh, yeah? I didn't know that.
And when he fought Sugar Shane, who is on the undercard of this fight, he he got caught with the plaster and they had to do rewrap his hands.
Yeah, that's when. Yeah,
right. Oh, that was with Shane. That's right.
Yeah,
punish that boy. God.
So Sugar Shane, at the age of 40, is fighting Saul Canelo Alvarez, a Mexican. He's 21. He's 39-0 at 29 knockouts. Sugar Shane is 46-7 with 39 knockouts. My boy, who's like a boxing expert, he says Sugar Shane is gonna get Alvarez, but I don't see it happen. This dude.
Who's your boy? Who's this expert?
My boy, Pablo.
Pablo. His name.
What?
His name really Paul, but because of Cinco de Mayo, his name is Pablo. For real. Who the expert is? Are you just making that up?
I need some credible reference here.
No, I'm saying. He got a YouTube boxing show. No, this is what they do. He knows every fighter from... He knows fighters still in middle school right now. He know what he's talking about.
Okay, okay.
But
so he probably know about that Joe Lewis fight when that dude fought that I was talking about on...
The way you... He don't know about made-up fights. But yeah, I see Alvarez. Mosley is a 6-1 underdog in this fight. So if y'all don't know, if people don't know what that means, 6-1 is you put $100 on Mosley and he wins, you win $600.
Right? That's a lot. Some good money.
And what if you put on what you by Alvarez being up 6-1? If you put $100, so that means you got to put $600 on Alvarez just to get $100 back.
Yes, sir.
I'll put the $600 because that Irish looking Mexican dude is gonna hurt him.
Yeah, that dude is a beast.
Yeah, he's a rock, man. But however, can't discount experience. So
yeah, man. But that dude looked like Larry Holmes in his last fights, man.
Hey, forget that, yo. That go to forget the yo right there.
This is definitely a setup for Canelo.
No, Sugar Shane gonna come out looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. So get ready.
They're just trying to boost Canelo's resume up.
Yes, sir. All right. The next, also on Cinco de Mayo, it's going down real big tomorrow. We got the UFC on Fox.
Oh,
we
got
Jim Miller versus Nate Diaz. My opinions on this one. I think Nate Diaz is a little reckless. Them boys don't be blocking. I put money on him one time. I was scared the whole time because the boy does not. I think he about to catch that. He just goes in with no regard for watching his face. So with that being said, I'm going with Jim Miller.
Nah, son. I'm going with Diaz, son. Too big. It's not even happening, bro. He gonna outwork him. He gonna outwork Miller, man. My boy, from New Orleans, man, almost got Miller, man. And so if Diaz put them hands on him, oh my God, you saw what he did to Tucker Nagumi? You saw that fight? You saw that fight before that?
Nah.
Oh my God, you talking about two pieces with biscuits, everything? That boy gave him sauce, biscuits. That boy had that boy had a Sprite. That boy had everything. Man, this dude was hitting this dude with everything, bro. It's not happening. And Jamila a beast, son. But he ain't. I have a hard time believing that he's gonna beat that dude. That's his right weight. That's his right weight at 155. It ain't happening, man. It ain't happening. And hey, Mr. Nasty Time. You know anything about that? Just pick a name. You ain't got to know about it. Just pick a name.
Thank you. I thank you so much for that because I was just about to put myself on blast. I'm just gonna do an any, mini, money, mo. Probably just because it's Cinco de Mayo, I'm gonna have to pick Nate Diaz. I mean, just because. Jim Miller, is he white? Is he black? What?
Well, his name's Jim Miller, man. Just based on what you think his name. What you think he gonna look like?
Man, your name's Jeremy.
Hey, 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 I'm black. Jeremy's a black name.
No, it's not.
Hey, man, this dude said, what does he look like? Show prep, got links and everything. This man ain't checking links.
That's what that's for.
Oops. It's better when we go off the cuff anyways, huh?
Off the cuff.
Man, let's talk. Let's just talk. Forget that, yo. Let's talk.
Stupid link. My link don't open up anyway.
Forget that, yo, man. We got NBA playoffs. We got the Atlanta Hawks at Boston Celtics. Series tie 1-1. That's tonight, 7:30 p.m. I got the Boston Celtics because the Hawks, that dude, what's that dude's name? Josh Smith. He got to be the dumbest basketball player I've ever seen. He throw reckless passes. The dude just throws reckless passes, dribbles in the defense. He looked like he high every game. I don't trust the Hawks or that guy. And what's the other guy? They got Joe Smith, don't even show up. He just dribbles around the perimeter and every once in a while shoots. I don't trust them guys. Boston beat them without Rondo on the court and without Ray Allen. And they at home now. Oh, it's game time, Boston Celtics.
I'm going with them Boston Celtics. Rayshon, I bump refs for fun, Rondo. I'm going with the Celtics again on that piece. I'm with the Celtics on that one, man. What you got?
I'll go with the Boston Celtics. As much as I don't like Boston just because it's Boston.
Where Brooklyn at?
Brooklyn? No, but seriously, Ant makes some great points about Josh Smith and his recklessness. I say the same thing. But with that, I will have to mention Amari Stoudemire and his recklessness. Even when his left hand was useful, the dude reminds me of Josh Smith. Like these are big men who think they could dribble around like they're guards, and you know, just silly turnovers. I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Man, Josh Smith looked like the game, huh? Y'all don't think so?
Yeah.
Side on that for the website.
The game said that too. He said that in the song.
Really?
Oh, the game. Yeah. Oh.
He said. I look like Josh Smith from the Hawks. He's like, no, Josh Smith looked like me because he older. So yeah.
Oh.
Forget that, yo.
Interesting. And like New York, that whole thing going on over there. I told y'all New York ain't been the same since Snoop came through and crushed the buildings.
I haven't seen that video, man. I don't know nothing about it.
So yeah, man, y'all Miami over there stunting.
Everything in New York ain't always what it seems. Oh fuck. Snoop
I gotta see that, man. I gotta see what y'all are talking about.
Except, bro, it's a rap for you. Hey, come on. Is it a rap for them, man? Is they getting swept or what, bro?
Who's this?
The Knicks.
Yeah, I'm gonna concede to that. And have to look forward to next year. I don't even know if I want to look forward to next year. I might just jump on over, switch trains, head downtown to Brooklyn, say what's up to JJ.
Hello, Brooklyn. Hey, bro. I was thinking about something, bro. It might be them colors, bro.
What, the black?
It might be that orange and blue, man. Y'all might have to get rid of that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
See because, look, the Brooklyn coming through with solid two colors. The Yankees got solid two colors. Hey, bro, and the Mets and the Knicks keep on stuck in with that yellow and blue, man. I mean, that orange and blue. You might want to change that, bro.
Do you know the history of the uniforms?
Nah, what's that? Give it to me.
Well, Yankee pinstripes, you know, because back in the day, like, the Yankees wanted to, I guess, back in, like, the 20s, even earlier than that, pinstripe suits represented the businessman, right? So that's how the Yankees ended up getting their pinstripes. But what happened with the Mets is, and I learned this from my uncle actually.
The one in the background?
Yes.
Let him come on and tell that shit, man. Come on and tell it, man. I like to hear that New York accent.
Man, screw you.
You been your New York accent, man.
How about Tony Tone? Let me get this man. I don't know where he's at. Let me find him.
You are now listening to Forget That Yo Radio. Forget That Yo Radio. The number one show on planet Earth. Any other show, Forget That Yo.
Ernesto Che.
We're going to need you to explain how the New York Mets got their
new. It out.
It's easy for us or for you. But for us who don't know, it ain't easy.
Give us that history.
We're going to need you to explain.
How y'all get to them poor Mets, man? You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm a Yankee, man.
We went straight from the Knicks, and we were talking about the Knicks orange and blue for the Knicks, and then it went to the Mets with their orange and blue. So he said you're going to give us the history of the between the Yankees and the Mets.
What happened was that in 1959, we lost the Brooklyn Dodgers and San Francisco. I mean, that's the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants. Okay, so what they did with the uniform, they were the New York Metropolitan. That's the Mets. They came in 1962. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then they what they did was they combined the uniforms. Remember that the Giants had that orange, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Then you had the pinstripes that the Yankees had, and then the blue came from the Dodgers. So they combined those three, and then they just cut the name down in half because that Metropolitan was too long. That's where you got Mets. You see? Remember, the Knicks were the New York Knickerbockers.
What is a knickerbocker? Is that the pants that the women wear? What is a knickerbocker?
But you know something? You got me there. Yeah. And that one, knicker. I'm going to look that one up, too. But, no, I'm not even sure about that one. But with the Mets, it was Metropolitan. They cut it short. They put Mets. And so they combined the uniforms. Pinstripes were the Yankees, and then the orange came from the Giants, and then the blue came from the Dodgers. So that's how the Mets. That's how they combined it, the Mets uniform.
Oh, that's tight. Well, that makes more sense then. All right.
Yeah, because don't forget now they're calling the Metropolitan. We just lost two big teams to the West Coast.
Right.
At that time in 1959. You know what I'm saying?
I got you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what you fixing to do?
Me right now?
I just wanted to make sure we catch that laugh on the mic before what you call it, before we get off.
All right, so I'll give you back, Jason. So y'all get rolling.
All right,
good. Okay.
All right, B.
Hey, y'all always call. Down south, y'all be calling people cuz, right?
All right, cuz.
Right, yeah. All right.
He said, forget that, yo, or what I'm doing.
Hey, man, that's a pretty good history lesson, man. I didn't know anything about that. I was like, why'd they get that? They might want to change these colors, but now they ain't got to change them now. Yeah. Makes sense. What's next on the docket, man? That's our first show, man. We're trying to get this thing going, man.
Hold on, man. We still got a few more games to go, man.
Hold the people entertained.
We cover the Bulls.
We got Chicago at Philly. Series tied 1-1, 8 p.m. No D. Rose.
That's a wrap, man.
But the Bulls been playing pretty cold without D. Rose, so they used to it. I don't know what happened the other night, but I think the Bulls go to Philly and, you know what I'm saying, do their thing tonight.
Oh, you think they'll steal one tonight?
Yeah, convincingly, too.
It don't even matter because neither one of them moving on past the next round, so it's all good for that. Shout out to the Bulls fans.
Oh, man.
Shut up.
That's right. If the Hornets ain't going, I want the Spurs to win it all. So that's how I always roll.
Man, the Hornets never going nowhere. they can't even get an owner to own a team.
Yeah,
right?
We got an owner, man.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say that. Jeremy told me the other day.
The same man that owned the Saints, we own who's gonna call him. And now we putting hits out on the NBA players next. Now you
heard the Saints. Y'all won't even sign Drew Brees. What's up with that?
Man. Yeah, he coming, bro. Just
disrespecting
just
that man.
That man got
the bag. Y'all, that man had y'all take the bags off in the stadium, the bags off your head, and y'all still ain't trying to sign him back.
Hey, man, if it was my money, man, that man would have been signed a long time ago. Look at it. I'm putting up the video on a German contradiction today, man. I've been holding on to this video, son. I ain't want to put it up earlier, man. Look, it's about, I was videotaping myself when the Saints was playing against San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Son, you're going to watch the ups and downs of a true Saints fan, bro. From 2 minutes to the end of the game, from when the Saints went up and I was giving shots out, I was sitting there actually dissing Emerge City because they was hating on the Saints. And then all of a sudden, you see the San Francisco come back, all of it on tape.
Wow.
Oh, my God, I wanted to cry that day. Oh, my goodness. But that's I digress, man. I don't want to talk about that right now.
Dude, you should have seen me.
Let's talk about Orlando. That's a wrap for them, right?
What?
Emerge City is in Orlando. Yeah, they coming fishing with the Hornets. Come on, we got the boat ready. The Knicks gonna be there early.
You should. Yo, I had the fans so confused. I was at the last game, and I had the Magic team shorts on. I was all magicked out, but I had my money on the Pacers. So I'm up in there celebrating with the Pacers winning with the Magic clothes on.
What the hell?
They looking at me like, is he confused?
He's delirious.
Well, you lucky there ain't no crazy fans. You would have got whipped, boy.
Man, they lucky. They would have got knocked out. Oh, play no games. Ooh, yeah.
They would have got knocked out.
They would have got knocked out. Oh, yo, the funny, you should see. All right, dude sitting next to us. He was like drunk. And they had shirts on the back of the chairs, like to put on the shirts, whatever. So the dudes in the front, he was celebrating because when the Magic was doing good, he was celebrating. The dudes in the front looked back and he threw his shirt and hit dude in the eye. Man, it was the funniest thing I ever seen. That dude was hurt. It knocked all the cool out of him. He didn't even want to watch the game no more. He rubbing his eye, looking back.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. I wish I got that footage on, too. Oh, my goodness. What else games they got left, man? Come on.
Man, I can't even get my pick in. I'm going with 76ers, man. 76ers? They pulled one. They took one out of Chicago. I don't see why they can't pull out the first home game. I'm not going to say they're going to win all three at home, but I will go with 76ers at home tonight.
All right. Watch you get that L tonight. Tonight.
Tonight.
Tonight.
6-1 odd. 76ers.
All right. We got the Lakers at the Nuggets tonight. LA lead the series 2-0. That's at 10:30 p.m. I'm going to put it to you right now. LA is about to throw this game tonight because they need more games so Metal World Peace or back to Ron Artest can come back and be ready for the Thunder next round.
Back to Ron Artest. Ron Artest running into the stadium. Oh my God, this dude here is crazy. And he tried to play it off like he ain't hit the man, bro.
Yeah.
What is this dude thinking about?
Duh.
Oh God, I respect Kobe, but I always root against him. So I'm going for the Nuggets. I expect him to get swept, but I'm still going for him. Oh my God!
Hey, what you failed to miss is Ron Artest. He did not act like he really didn't know he hit him. He's crazy.
No, he's knew he hit him, bro.
This is the same dude that they get on Twitter and be like, "Who cooking tonight?" and show up at your house. this dude is really crazy.
I don't know, man. He's a interesting individual. I don't understand. I don't think most people from Queens act like that.
Queensbridge, baby.
Yeah, I don't know.
So who's your pick?
Queens get the money and we don't care. Queens get the money and we don't care. Now you protect your neck.
Who you got tonight?
That's a wrap, man. That's a wrap for that, man. Lakers gonna sweep them boys, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, Anthony, you make a great point with them wanting Metal War Peace back. I'm still gonna go with the Lakers tonight, though. That series is you can't even say that's a series. It's a wrap.
Hey, man, Kobe not throwing no games, bro. That team is old, man. Look,
he's too competitive. I can't.
Them people need rest, man. they trying to get rid of them people, man.
That's an interesting theory you have.
All right, yo. The Lakers, different team on the road. They act like they forgot how to play basketball.
What else we got? Who else is that? San Antonio sweeping people. You ain't even got to talk about that. I don't care what y'all say about it. San Antonio going to win.
Sweeping people. Their boys beat people by 40 in the playoffs.
Playoffs. Talk about playoffs.
All right, we got talk about Junior Seau. Found shot to death at his home Wednesday morning. He was 43, And they're trying to point everything towards concussions. And there's a study at the Boston University, and they examined the brain of a former Chicago Bears safety, Dave Durison. He committed suicide by shooting himself in the chest last year. So all these concussions, man, I think we about to get touch football.
Say, bro, that dude, Dave Durison, actually left a note saying he shot himself in the chest just because he didn't want to shoot himself in the head because he wanted them to examine his brain. He left that note. But I look at it like this, man. How many players haven't killed themselves? We just speculating strictly on the Junior Seau part, which is sad, man. Oh my goodness, that's so sad because that dude used to be one of my favorite linebackers. I mean, still is, man. One of my favorite linebackers of all time, bro. This dude played 20 freaking years, man. 20 years, and which makes you even think even more so. Last year, he drove off a daggone mountain or whatever that was. What makes you think even more? Like damn. Did he try to kill himself last year? Because he sit up there and said, "Nah, I fell asleep at the wheel" or something like that. I don't know, man. I don't think it. I mean, it could have something to do with injuries to the brain, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's a sad subject, bro. That boy. That man, father, man, you don't want. Say, bro, you know I'm about to have a kid now, man. I ain't about to have a kid, you know what I mean? But my girl, but you don't imagine that you're gonna bury your child, bro. That's got to be sad, man. That's got to be, damn, bro. Yeah. I don't know, man.
I think there's a direct link to that. I mean, he shot himself in the chest, Junior Seau. Although he didn't leave no letter stating reasons why, but. I mean, typically, when you think of somebody committing suicide, what do you think they're going to do? Shoot themselves in the head?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, so obviously he was thinking forward. I mean, not obviously, but my opinion, he was thinking forward and wanted his brain to be studied, which actually his parents today approved his brain to be donated to Boston University so they can conduct some... The same tests.
Damn, man.
So, that's gonna be some interesting news.
I guess that's gonna shed another negative light on my Saints now. They're gonna be like, damn.
Yep. Yeah, I was out there headhunting.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, but he's a defensive. That's a two-headed beast there. I don't know, man. You know.
Hey, man, it's 2012, man. Blame
hey, you know, I mean, come on, man. These dudes, you know, football, I mean, yes, the players are much more bigger and they run a lot more faster. But when football was in its infancy, these dudes was hardly wearing helmets. You know?
When their leather joint on their head.
Yeah, leather necks, leather heads, whatever they call them. But, you know, it was concussions all day. And, you know, it's part of the game, man. But that's, you know, you got to realize that's why these players are – paid millions of dollars. You know, they putting their bodies on the line.
Yeah, but not all of them. Only the big stars are paid millions of dollars. The rest of them dudes.
Hey, bro. Even the lowest paid person getting paid at least 200 some thousand dollars, man.
Yeah, and they getting taxed like 85 of that.
Well, bro, they better
still
be
got 100.
Yeah, well, you know. And most of them come out of college, so I know they took financial management.
Son. I will fight Pacquiao, Cotto, and Mayweather for $100,000 tonight. Yeah,
come on. Let's go. Right?
Night.
Let's go. Lace them up. Lace them up.
Look, man, to add some levity to this thing, man. But all jokes aside, I mean, not really all jokes aside because I'm about to make a joke. But if you say something about Leatherheads, and if George Clooney just so happened got a... if George Clooney killed himself or something like that, then we might be on to something. But as of right now, bro, I'm just... I'm going to sit up there and think that it's just isolated incidents, man.
Really?
I probably want to believe that maybe they was dealing with something and they just couldn't reach out to anybody, man.
Well, no, it's not that they couldn't, it's that he didn't want to. The channels are there.
It's always there. Anybody that's listening to this, I don't care if it's one person, I don't even care if it's y'all two. Man, look at it, bro. It's not that serious, bro. The sun's gonna come up, man. And every time the sun comes up, that's another day for you to sit there and change whatever situation you're going through. Trust me. It ain't that bad. It ain't that bad. I even thought about killing myself one time, man.
Nice words. No, yeah, right. When?
I did. When I was like about 12 years old, son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. And you know what kept me from doing it? Y'all think I'm lame, man. I mean, y'all think, no, for real, wrestling, man. Wrestling saved my life, man. I wanted to know what's going to happen on the next one.
This guy, man.
I swear on everything. That's the truth of the matter.
But why you want to kill yourself at 12, though?
Because, man, I felt like nobody really understood me. Come on, man, you're 12 years old. You don't know. You're still learning about yourself. I probably got my first hand on my balls. I didn't know what was going on, man. I mean, my life was going through stuff. I was going through things, man. Don't judge me.
Man, I was just trying to eat a hamburger at 12.
Don't judge me. But for real, man, for real, I thought about it when I was 12 years old. The only time I thought about it before in my life. And I was like, nope, I want to see what Ultimate Warrior, if he going to come back or something.
Alright, we moving on to news. We got some crazy stories. Man, who walked? Y'all walking in the door?
I left the building. Somebody in the building. That's how y'all do it in New York, right? Brooklyn in the building.
Hey, hey, hey! Huh?
Hello?
Hello? Who was that?
Who
was that? Who's that?
Who was that? You got me looking around and everything. I'm like...
Yo, who y'all got in the line, man? Quit playing.
It's a brain, bro. It's different. I don't know.
That's Ramos, man.
Don't blame me, man. Don't blame me.
That was Ramo. You, man.
Point the finger over here. Thank you very much.
That was Ramo.
All right, here you go with that Ramo.
Yo, check it out, man. We got my man. My man name is Dewberry, first of all. Dewberry took his cell phone to Best Buy to get it fixed. And the tech guy, he fixed his phone, but when he gave it back to him, he had posted, "I'm gay" on dude's Facebook status. "I'm gay and I'm coming out."
What?
The tech guy did that to Dewberry?
Yes, he did that to Dewberry.
The Geek Squad?
The Geek Squad, whatever. Dude has been fired since. And,
don't fire that man for that.
My man Dewberry says his reputation has been tarnished.
Dewberry needs to stop it. I thought Dewberry was going to be the one that did something stupid with a name like Dewberry.
Man, I see people all the time on Facebook getting hacked.
Hey, man, dude said his reputation is tarnished, and people he hasn't talked to in ages has been contacting him, and he don't know what to do with himself.
He needs to Dewberry.
But what's even funnier, is if you listen to the interview and the dude's voice, he sounds like he's coming out of the closet.
Ooh. Oh my God. We need to insert with Dewberry. What, Dewberry?
So the Dewberry Geek Squad helped him come out the closet.
No, dude is not gay, man.
Hold on. Dewberry sounds gay?
Yes, he sounds a little gay.
So that's probably why he's taking so much offense to it then. Yeah. Maybe he are. I mean, it's wrong to do somebody like that, and we don't know if the man gay or not. But if he is, then people calling him and everything, putting all that pressure on him and all that type of stuff. And maybe the dude from the Geek Squad probably knew him and was
no,
like,
"No, he don't. He didn't know him. He just went to a random Best Buy to get his phone fixed." And the man, you know, when you just push the button on your Facebook on your phone, it just pops into your account. Mm-hmm. So my man just thought it would be funny.
Mm-mm-mm. So how he know that dude did it? I'd have been like, allegedly. I didn't know that.
I got a confession, man.
What's up?
You gay?
I kind of did something a little like this once upon a time in the workplace.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about this.
And a month later, I was let go. However, I don't know if it was because.
I know about this. What about this? What's this?
Man, it was one time, man. Like it was just pulling pranks on fellow employees.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so I'm a mechanic. Just so the general audience gets an idea. So it just so happened I was on break and I just so happened to see this guy's cell phone hanging around his toolbox. So I decided to pull a prank on him. And I took his camera. I mean, you know, I opened his phone, opened the app for his camera, and I put my my index finger through my pee hole in my pants. and I took a great snapshot. It looked like it was a penis. It looked like an official penis, y'all. I'm telling you, it was official. And I put the camera, I put the phone back down, and I could not stop laughing the rest of the shift. So what happened was, later on, when he did find out, and this is where it went crazy. It went downhill from there, you know, because later on in the shift, I was in the airplane, doing my own thing, and then I hear some rumblings. Hey, so-and-so went to the supervisor, and he's trying to find out who did that to his phone. So then, it was people start asking around, and then my name came up.
What, because your fingers look like little penises?
Well,
I know who did it. Penis fingers over there.
It's just by elimination, and then, you come up to me asking me if I put my finger in my pants. Do you think I'm going to hold a straight face? Not a chance.
So you got fired for this, bro, for real?
I think, it's the timing was wrong because it was 2008.
Uh-huh.
The economic downturn was in its prime. And companies were looking to downsize. I just so happened to do that, and a month later, I'm out. But what they said was, because they have to downsize, and because of the economic situation, we're gonna have to let you go. Blah blah blah.
Oh, that's messed up, son.
Yeah,
I don't know about that one.
You don't know if it's because of that or because I have my finger in my pants.
That should be the name of this first episode. My fingers in my pants.
About this, because there's Mr. Dewberry talking about his reputation has been tarnished. The guy that I fingered.
Whoa!
Yeah,
the plastic
fingered. Yes. No, but the guy I fingered claimed to be a deacon.
So what, man?
And he went to this whole religious aspect of everything. And it was just, so he made it a lot worse than what it should have been.
It was on his phone. Like he could have just deleted that. And nobody would have knew about it.
Of course, he wanted to make a big stink of it.
Man, what happened to Dewberry though? I actually seen it happen to one of my homeboys. He left his Facebook open at work. And he in the army, and it was overseas. So they put it on there. So he couldn't check it for like a long time. Mm. So, man, I was like, when it first happened, I seen it. And I was like, one of the first person to respond. Like, I'm like, first thing I'm thinking though is, yeah, somebody got him. So I just put like, got him coach on there. But yo, when I tell you this dude had like 300 messages, like his mom and everything.
No.
So, but he like real reckless. He got on Facebook like Tupac, bomb first. So maybe Dewberry, maybe he ain't got that, that confidence.
Maybe we have a problem as a society that we paint being a homosexual as being so negative that people can't even joke about it, man. It was a joke, man. Somebody did that to my phone, I'd be like, somebody got me. Boom, that's a wrap. No, they don't even have to go any further than that. That's a wrap, man. Gee, what is?
But check this out, though. Maybe Dewberry's just smart. Maybe he's saying this because he's trying to get a lawsuit going.
I was just about to make that point. It's just a get-quick-rich scheme that people are using to, they're just exploiting that.
Yeah, because I'd be on the news crying and everything trying to get me some money.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, stop it, man. Get out of here. Get out of here, man.
I got a picture of Facebook with pills. Come on, I'm about to do it.
I'm about to do it. Life, forget that, yo. No, man. Come on, man. I don't even want to talk about Dewberry no more, man. Give me another.
Dewbeezy. All right, y'all heard about Dewberry Tan Mom.
What was that at?
What? Nah, I said no. You heard about Tan Mom?
Oh, I saw that. Oh my goodness! I thought that was a joke. This made his skin look like leather, son.
Yeah.
Leather. I thought it was a comedy sketch. I really did.
Mm-hmm. Man, she in the booth burning up. Got a daughter in there, 6 years old.
Was it six?
Yeah, daughter six. And talking about the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice.
Ooh, that juice might be so sweet. Dang!
Yo! Hey, bro. Go ahead.
That's crazy. When I saw that, I swear on everything, I thought that was a joke. You know how people always mess around and everything? Like, I'm like, ain't no way. That lady, you know who need to be in trouble? The people that let that lady get back in the booth, man.
Yeah.
Because they knew that lady have an addiction problem. Ain't no, and she didn't come out there looking like that after no one session. No. No, bro. No, man. No.
Especially
no.
We in spring. That happened in Jersey, didn't it?
Yeah.
That happened in Jersey. Look, come on, man. It ain't that hot. Ain't nobody been to the beach yet.
Come on, man. They're taking this. They're
that's
taking
that's an all winter session there. Right.
Jersey show stuff too far.
She hibernated in that thing.
Yeah, I like how the news story called her the golden baked mom.
Oh my goodness,
and
man.
She's getting not guilty, though.
Wow, she's crazy, dog.
Hey, man, she ain't do it, bro.
She ain't do it.
She did it to herself. She ain't do it to her child, man. Hey.
You wasn't with me sitting in the booth?
I mean, at least, you know, if you want your little child to walk around with a tan, at least do the spray tan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You be looking orange like, oh boy, Joe Biden. I mean, not Joe Biden. I said Joe Biden.
DJ Paulie. Paulie D.
Cabs are here.
What's that? Oh my goodness. That's ridiculous, man. Leatherface.
A little snooze. What was her name? How do you even say her last name? I could say Patricia. How do you say her last name?
Who?
The 44-year-old baked mom.
Man, that's Klingenberg, man. Patricia Klingenberg.
You just murdered her name, man.
Chris. Man, that's Crit Seal, dog.
Oh, my goodness.
We could do an experiment. We could everybody post "I'm gay" coming out on your Facebook and see who get the most comments.
Woo! I already know people wouldn't believe me.
Oh yeah, that's I forgot. Okay, yeah.
Wait. Maybe they would, because if they seen Macbeth on Awesome, they nah, man, y'all could do that. You two could conduct that experiment. I'm not with it.
Man, they wouldn't believe me either. I posted I hate light skinned people, and I got all laughs. Like, dang, I can't do nothing.
I can't even joke. No.
I can't even joke. Nobody takes me serious.
Nobody, man. I'm done.
Hey, look, nobody ain't gonna come. Only people that come in on my stuff is y'all, so. I ain't got that many friends on Facebook.
Oh, man. Come on, Jeremy.
Oh, come on, man. Insert an all. Oh. Oh. I don't have that many friends. I do got 2,000 followers on Twitter, though.
Mm. Twitter. Mm.
Twitter. Rhymes with Twitter.
Yo, man, what about the Spirit Airlines, though? They wilding out right now.
That is ridiculous.
$100 each way. Holla at your boy.
Utterly ridiculous. How about that one?
What'd they do?
100, like, all right, let's say it's $45 just to put your bags on. But if you... Yeah, to carry your bags on. But if you like come in the last minute, then it's $100 each way.
$100 for a bag?
Yeah, like if you just show up with your bags and you didn't like plan it early and pay the $45, $100 each way for carry on.
Damn.
At the
Spirit Airlines. It must be like a freaking soul plane or something like that. Damn, that's crazy.
But that's a low cost carrier, which makes it even more interesting, because you could get a ticket from point A to point B for about $69, but they're gonna charge you to put your bag in the overhead bin for $100.
Hold on, the overhead?
Overhead, yeah. Yes, overhead.
Man, y'all lying, man.
No,
get out of here.
I'm not lying. No, you, I am hold not. On.
That's the carry-on joint. You got to pay for a carry-on too?
Look, man, this is according to ABC News, man. Look, we ain't making this shit up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh goodness. That's crazy. Forget it, that yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Forget that yo.
But is it Spirit that is the airlines that have the little animals in the back and the tail?
What?
I ain't never seen animals on the tail, cuz.
Really?
not cool.
Not cool.
Oh, man, y'all killing me, man.
Not cool. You must be talking about like Mario Brothers when he was riding a raccoon or something like that, son. Nah, not cool.
Silly. So silly, guys.
And none of y'all paid attention to show prep, so obviously you didn't see the funny fat boy dunk.
No, I ain't see the funny fat boy dunk.
Man, y'all gotta watch it right now, man. The funny fat boy dunk, man.
I'm clicking on it right now. Hold on. Raymo, you saw the funny fat boy dunk?
Yeah, I seen the funny fat boy dunk. Of course I did.
No, you ain't, man. You'd be laughing right now when I said it.
Hold on, man. It's buffering.
It's like a 2-second video.
Give me a little music right now when we look for this.
Oh, no, that's hilarious. Oh, they set that man up, man. Who did this, man? Was that who sponsored that? What team sponsored that one, man?
Yo, that's at the Atlanta Hawks game at halftime, man.
Get out of here. That is hilarious. He really tried to. That's the thing, though. I'll give him that.
Man, if y'all ain't seen it.
Hey, you know what? That reminds me. That reminds me.
Of get it, son. Get it, son. Oh. No, son.
Somebody said, I can't believe everyone is taking this YOLO thing out of hand.
How much they was going to give him? How much they was going to give him?
I don't know, man. But if y'all ain't seen it, it'll be in the show credits, whatever. But it's on WorldStar. It's a fat dude. They got a trampoline in front of the basket. And he tries to go up. You know how the mascots jump off the trampoline? He tried to jump off the trampoline. He got nowhere near the basket and just face planted right into the back. It was
he wasn't playing. He reached out for us, huh?
Yeah. He tried. He tried to Jordan.
Yeah. Definitely tried.
And to make it bad, they got, oh, Kelly, I believe I can fly in the back.
Yo, he's running pretty fast, man.
He was moving.
I'm trying to capture the background, though, because they look like they were really, people were really expecting him to dunk that ball, man.
Yo, he didn't want to get up. He didn't want to move. I would have laid there and let them drag the mat out.
No, man, you just got to get up and dust yourself off, man. No. Walk up.
Yes.
I'm just going go to sleep. Class, man.
I'm going to sleep on the mat, dog. I ain't moving.
Oh, my goodness. That is some funny shit there. Oh, but see, hey, Jeremy.
What up?
It's the contradiction.
What's happening, son?
How about this contradiction?
What's that? Give it to me.
I bet you Anthony doesn't know about the llamas and their...
I know, right? The show notes.
At the show prep.
Hey, we snuck another one in at the bottom, son. Look at
y'all snuck another one in.
Yes,
at the bottom.
And didn't even send me it.
Shout out to the mama, how you carry a llama. Look at it, son.
Go take a quick peep at that, man.
A little gander.
Gander. I would carry the llamas.
You see it at the bottom with the MSN?
Huh?
MSN link at the bottom, man.
Man, how am I gonna see it? I put that in the Dropbox. I already had it, so why would I go back in there?
Refresh it and look at it, man. You gotta see these damn llamas. I'm serious.
You don't hold believe.
Up. I gotta log in. Hold up.
Oh my goodness.
Man. What are you talking about? Oh my goodness, like come on.
You should
man.
Never look out.
Have you? Are you sure you looked at the show prep? Come on.
Okay, y'all stupid. I ain't know. And that's it. And then it ain't even got a link on it, man. Who put this together?
It is a link, man. It's at the bottom. The llama.
Not a hyperlink per se, but man. I mean, look, copy
y'all
and open
even
it.
Got the hyperlink, though.
Hey, man, we was trying. Raymond was going for the, like a surprise thing because I had already saw it before when you was sitting there taking all that time to get everything going. So I already got my laughs out.
But sheer madness hairstyle, dudes and dope. Man, what they doing to these llamas, though?
That's how you carry your llamas, huh?
Yo, I brought the one in the middle at the bottom. I'm rocking that with the llama, son.
I need you to scroll down to the fifth one, man. Scroll down to the fifth llama you see.
Llama. I don't think I ever seen llama this much in my life.
Even really, we're not even politically correct here. They're not even llamas.
They're not llamas?
No.
What are they?
Oh, that's the alpaca, son.
Yeah.
That's the thing that whatchamacallum had. On American Gangster, when he was like, that's $25,000 alpaca. You don't rub that. You blot that shit. This is no Washington. Oh, that dude was a llama all this time.
Nah, I was just letting you just.
I know, right? I'm laughing because it's llama. I think I like saying llama now, man. Call me llama.
Yeah, look.
Call it the llama contradiction.
Go to the fifth one, man. Go to the fifth one.
Two, three. Man, my computer wild. Hold up.
Oh, look at this.
One, two, three, four, five. He got the Daniel Boone hat.
Okay, now let's go one more down to Tina Turner.
Oh my God!
So which one you? I'm assuming you getting Daniel Boone, right?
I'm sorry.
If you was one of these alpacas, you'd be Daniel Boone, the Daniel Boone joint.
I think I will go with.
Don't take mine. I know which one I want.
I think I could dig Tina Turner's hairstyle though.
I'm going with the first one. I'm going with the Ziggy Stardust. Me, that's me.
Oh, that's hot though. That's ill.
That's the one I wanted.
They even went in to dye it. They even dyed, man.
Oh no, that dude, man. These damn things got to be looking at themselves like, come on, bro. Come on.
Name of this website so these people could hear this, man.
Man, with the llamas, dog.
Well, and you got to pick you one, man, because it's us three, man.
You took mine, man, but since I can't have that, I got to go with the second one, man. Look like he get all the ladies.
Oh, hey, come on, man.
He's the classiest looking one.
Yeah, he went with the faux hawk.
Yeah, man, I'm killing him out these streets.
He going with the grass in his mouth, man. Go and chew something, man.
Look at my hair blowing in the wind. He's amazing.
Oh, and the one in the very bottom, the last one, the baby llama. That could be baby Jeremy.
That's $25,000 alpaca right there, man.
Alpaca.
You don't rub that, you block that shit.
Oh.
It's been fun. I hope everybody enjoyed our forget that you hour show. Y'all got anything y'all want to shout out again, man?
Yeah, man. I want to shout out Facebook post of the day, man.
What's the Facebook post of the day?
Facebook post of the day, man. This girl went on a rant about how little Tommy cut her little girl in line and took her juice box and drunk it all.
Who did that?
Little Tommy, man. In Arizona. Shout out to Arizona. Little thugs out there. Took the little girl juice box. And cut her in line, man. About 180 degrees outside, man. Facebook post of the day. She went on about how she gonna, what'd she say? Fill the mother full of hot sauce. I don't know what that mean yet, but I'll look into it.
I don't even know what it means, but it's provocative.
It's provocative. Get the people going.
Fill that motherfucker with hot sauce.
Fill it with hot sauce. So I reply, I want to know what that'd be like.
Oh my goodness,
man! I got a Facebook post of the day, man.
Man, what you got? Nah.
This one, this post is by Arturo Bernardo Santo.
He put names and everything.
I put that mofo's name on here.
Santita the El Atlizo.
Talk what is about, it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Give me that A. L O L pound sign 4.0.
Oh, he just
4.0, forget that, yo.
All right, since everybody, whatchamacallum, since everybody doing one, all right, I guess I got to do one. All right, this one's from Ruiz Ramos. It says, take your skirt off and I'll take my shirt off. LOL.
Everything requires a LOL at the end.
LOL.
I know.
Man, it's not even an even trade, son. Take your skirt for your shirt, son.
What you mean? For who? Man, you guys don't know, but when I take my shirt off, it's nasty time. Shit.
Boy, got that Barry White deep voice.
Boy, I got sexy for a second, huh?
Westbrook and the happy socks, dude. Happy socks. I don't get it.
I don't get that either.
Me either. I might as well make it a threesome. Me either.
Now we need some. We got to get some female sessions up in here, man. So, you know what I mean? We got to get some females. I want to hear some female voices on the next show, man. I want to hear your voices no more, man.
Hey, man. We need
too much testosterone on the mic.
Really? Really? Hey, man. They need to get. They better have a good headset, man. I ain't playing no games over here.
I know, right? Because if we want to talk about somebody with a headset, Lena, I ain't gonna say the rest of it, but make sure you're inside of a booth or something like that, because talking outside ain't gonna get it for you.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna get her in my booth.
Ow.
Ow.
That's the time.
Yeah, that was good, man.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? First show. You can holler at me at Emerge City. You can also holler at us at Forget That Yo. That's Forgetdatyo. And on Twitter, you know what I'm saying?
Twitter.
Hit us up.
And look, that's me, Jeremy Y. That's J-E. Come on, you're not a spell Jeremy. Come on, man. That's the most black name in America.
Yeah, okay.
Jeremy Y, W-H-Y. That's on the Twitter and a Jeremy Contradiction on YouTube. But you just can go to the Twitter and you can just link from everything from there. That's us.
Oh, really? Is it you? It's you, not us.
Oh, I thought you said Jeremy, son. I'm sorry.
No, I did not say me.
Oh, my bad. Macbeth Von Awesome, man.
Yes, Macbeth Von Awesome. Facebook fan page, like me. You like me, and I'll like you.
You like me, and I love you.
I like that better. I use the word love loosely. I love her. I loved her. I'm loving her. I could do that all day.
Don't do it.
No.
All right, Ant-Man, so that's it, bro. We going to come, man. It's a good show, man. It's our first show, man. Hope y'all keep on tuning in. We don't have a schedule yet, so we don't know when we're going to do this thing. It's just when everybody's schedule link up. We had to stay strong. No matter what we went through, it was me and my crew. And that's how we were when we were kids. Any other show, forget that, yo.